For news, here is one of the most listened to broadcasts in all radio, News Around the World with Al Adel. News in a moment, first this message.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, isn't what it used to be, isn't what it used to be, if you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
Hey, a dollar still goes far enough to buy more than 14 servings of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. One of the richest, most chickeny chicken soups ever. Campbell's chicken noodle, less than 7 cents a bowl, and good.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
Now, here's Al Adel.
And a good morning to you from the ABC Newsroom in New York. Moscow says this morning Russia is sending missiles, artillery, and other military equipment to North Vietnam. The Moscow announcement said the equipment is being sent free of charge to help North Vietnam against what Russia calls U.S. aggression. U.S. bombers have knocked out 3 North Vietnamese artillery positions, which had been firing on the Marine outpost at Con Tien. The heavy bomber strikes were the latest in intensive efforts to save the outpost. More than 700 U.S. Marines have been killed or wounded at Con Tien since September 1st. In Saigon, ABC's Don North has this report on what the U.S. faces at Con Tien.
With the grim reports of U.S. Marine casualties increasing as the monsoon rains engulf Con Tien, it becomes increasingly evident that Con Tien is an untenable military position for the United States. Con Tien is 2 barren hills about 500 feet high, 2 miles south of the DMZ. Marine intelligence officers in Da Nang told me the North Vietnamese have over 100 artillery pieces within range of Con Tien. The Marines have been there since April, hurling back an average of 6,000 artillery shells every day at the North Vietnamese. But the North Vietnamese are as skillful at hiding their guns as they are at firing them. They are masters of camouflage and have used the terrain effectively to protect their artillery from U.S. guns and airstrikes. In the coming months, U.S. airstrikes will be limited by the monsoon. The ratio of casualties is expected to rise with the rainfall. About 75 Marines have died in Con Tien so far this month, and the figure can only go higher. Don North, ABC, Saigon.
New support ordered today for the broadcast engineers and technicians striking the American Broadcasting Company. Here in New York this morning, a spokesman for AFTRA, the Newscasters and Performers Union, made this announcement.
The duly authorized AFTRA National Board Committee has voted unanimously to order AFTRA members not to cross the NABET picket lines effective 12 noon in all time zones, Saturday, September 23rd, 1967. But members at work prior to that time shall finish their tour of duty.
What that means is if newscasters and announcers obey the order by their union leadership, you will once again be hearing some unfamiliar voices on this station. Management personnel are expected to man the ABC microphones as they did during the AFTRA strike earlier this year. There was minor trouble in Aurora, Illinois last night. A peaceful open housing march ended with sniper fire in a Negro section. 3 police cars damaged, but the police did not return the fire. 15 persons arrested for violating a 10 p.m. curfew in Aurora, Illinois. A high school in Maywood, Illinois was also the scene of trouble last night. Fistfights broke out between Negroes and whites when 5 white girls were elected in the homecoming contest. 8 persons charged with mob action in that trouble in Maywood, Illinois. Travelers arriving in Hong Kong today reported that very heavy fighting is going on in Guangdong province between followers and opponents of Mao Zedong. And now a word from our sponsor.
Buick talks the language of the people, and that's why people are talking Buick.
The 68 Buicks are here. 35 beautiful brand new Buicks, ranging from the special deluxe up to America's classic, the Riviera. Buick's talking your language this year. You won't recognize the Skylark. It has a sports car look and a sports car drive. The Riviera is another surprise package. It costs less than you may think. So talk to the man who talks your language, your nearby Buick dealer. He's going to get you in a Buick this year.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick than any other car this year?
This is News Around the World.
back to Al Adel after we pause for station identification. In a moment, we'll hear direct reports from Sacramento, San Francisco, Saigon, Detroit, and Washington as news around the world continues.
Radio Israel says today that in the last 10 days, Israeli security forces have captured several persons who could have committed acts of sabotage. A military commentator said that Syrian authorities sent the possible saboteurs into Israel. Senator Charles Percy continues to speak out about American policy in Vietnam. Percy, addressing a GOP fundraising affair in Sacramento, California last night, said the U.S. should spend more of its money to solve urban problems rather than fight a war in Vietnam. Percy also made this comment.
When you go through the amputee wards of our hospitals, you see the sacrifice that we're making. That same degree of sacrifice is not being made by the Asians today. Where are the Philippines? The Thais are now first coming in at this. Where are the Malaysians? Where are the Indonesians? These are the people whose territorial integrity and whose political freedom is at stake. They're much closer to the line of battle. Why can't they send their manpower in to help in this effort then and make it more an Asian effort rather than more and more an American war?
Senator Charles Percy of Illinois. Senator Edward Brooke, a Republican of Massachusetts, says he does not believe the government and people of South Vietnam have yet made up their mind to win the war in Vietnam. As an example, Senator Brooke said that in South Vietnam, only persons about 20 years of age are drafted, while in North Vietnam, every able-bodied person is fighting. Brooke also said that the United States should not send any more troops to South Vietnam unless that country decides to use all of its available manpower. In San Francisco, some people in a Negro section of town gave Governor George Romney of Michigan, a hard time yesterday when he arrived on a tour. As Romney arrived in front of a so-called free store for black people, a crowd of hecklers gathered around, and here's how it went.
Pardon me. Is the governor open for one question?
What's your purpose for being here?
Hecklers giving Governor Romney of Michigan a rough time yesterday in San Francisco. Much of south-central Texas still buried under floodwaters this morning in the wake of Hurricane Beulah. Thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes in the Texas coastal plains. Much of Corpus Christi, Texas, is underwater. And Henry Castro, a police dispatcher in Corpus Christi, tells ABC what the police are doing to prevent looting of evacuated homes.
We even have units in rowboats with rifles because there's been slight reports of looting out in the flooded areas in the extreme south end of town. So we have manned cars and boats, all this. Well, the situation hasn't, it's gotten better, but it hasn't improved enough to where the residents can move back into the area or a large cleanup campaign can start.
Outside of Corpus Christi, along the Rio Grande River, other thousands of people have left their homes because of floods. But the U.S. Weather Bureau says none of the marooned people are in any great danger. And that's the latest on Hurricane Beulah on News Around the World. Well, congressional Democrats and Republicans have decided to fight it out. They're going to court. But this time, it would be a different kind of fight and court. They'll face each other on the tennis court. It all started in April when Democratic Senator Joseph Clark of Pennsylvania read in a Washington Magazine article that out of the top seven tennis players in the Senate, six were Democrats. Well, Clark threw down a challenge to his fellow senators on the other side. In May, the Republicans returned the serve. Senator Howard Baker, Republican of Tennessee, seriously doubted that Senator Clark would be able to get together enough players to make a team. Clark and Baker carried the ball and came up with two teams. Three doubles matches have been scheduled for next Wednesday for the benefit of the tennis patrons in the Washington area. Both Senators Clark and Baker doubt that members of their teams are in tip-top shape. Most of them have not played tennis for some years. Some of the senators don't even know if their racket is still in the garage. But they will be there for the matches. Both sides have started practicing. Oddsmakers make the Democrats a 2-1 favorite. No progress. The word out of Detroit this morning, the Ford Motor Company unyielding in rejecting the demands of Walter Reuther's striking auto workers. After a five-hour bargaining session late yesterday, Ford's top negotiator, Malcolm Denies, said, "We stand where we stood when the strike began." And Walter Reuther expressed regret using these words.
"The strike is a great economic waste. No Ford worker is benefiting by it because he's not getting out any production. The company and the stockholders are not benefiting. The nation is not benefiting. And it seems to us that it doesn't make sense to have a strike under circumstances where we can't come to grips with the problems because the company won't talk about the facts."
Walter Reuther's auto workers are demanding, among other things, that the car makers regulate wages pegged to profits of the company. The car makers refuse to accept this standard. Foreign ministers of the Organization of American States meet again in Washington today, but attention is likely to be focused elsewhere. The story from ABC's Dan Hackel in Washington.
Thousands of Cubans are expected here today in the biggest mass demonstration in recent months against Fidel Castro. The Cuban refugees from all over the country are marching on the Organization of American States. They want to bring pressure on the OAS foreign ministers meeting to condemn Cuba for subversion in Latin America. The session was called for that purpose, but ended its first day with a controversial picture presentation. The slides purported to show Cuba's Che Guevara leading Bolivian guerrillas. The spectacular slideshow overshadowed the substance of the meeting. Today's march by the Cubans is likely to do the same. Dan Hackel, ABC, Washington.
Earlier this week, Donald Luce, the head of the International Voluntary Services Workers in Vietnam, announced that he and some of his co-workers are resigning. In Saigon, Donald Luce told ABC's Kenneth Gale why.
"Our feeling is that the free strike zones, the free bombing zones, the creation of the 2 million refugees, the use of the herbicides are doing much more harm to the non-combatants in Vietnam, the women, the children, and so on. If you go to a refugee village in Vietnam, you'll find that it's mostly women and children. And these are the people that suffer, not the Viet Cong soldiers."
And Donald Luce also says many of his international voluntary service workers are convinced the U.S. is making more communists in Vietnam than it's defeating. The IVS is a sort of privately run Peace Corps. Reaction from Governor Reagan of California to the appointment of Charles Hitch as the new president of the University of California. ABC microphones in Sacramento as Reagan was asked if he had campaigned for Hitch behind the scenes. And Reagan answered,
"I did not participate in any way in the arriving at the name of anyone as the nominee for the presidency of the university. I did not think it was my place to. When this name was presented to the Regents today, I voted in favor of the committee's recommendation and was happy to vote for Vice President Hitch as president."
Governor Ronald Reagan of California. Pope Paul this morning spoke to 3,500 pilgrims from Yugoslavia. Pope Paul received the pilgrims after his doctors decided that he has recovered sufficiently from his recent illness. Doctors say the Pope does not require an immediate operation. Earl Clement Attlee, the former Labour Prime Minister of Britain, remains in serious condition. Attlee entered the hospital 2 weeks ago for what was called a minor condition at the time. The weather across the nation this morning, clear skies dominate most parts of the country. Autumn begins at 1:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. Light rain persisted in extreme South Texas, but the worst of Beulah's rains are expected to be over. Cold air has entered northern plains, and temperatures have dropped into the 40s from the middle Mississippi Valley to New England. And that's the latest on the weather on News Around the World. Turkish workers at the American military bases have gone on strike. The Turkish workers are demanding more money. The strike started at the Air Force base in Adana and spread to 39 other American military sites. Stokely Carmichael back in Algiers today. Carmichael had gone to Damascus and Cairo. Carmichael is presently touring socialist and communist countries. He has already visited Havana, and Hanoi. Here in New York, diamonds valued at $130,000 reported missing from a safe of the Japan Airlines at Kennedy Airport. The shipment of diamonds was on its way to a bank in Japan. President Johnson and Linda Byrd made a surprise appearance at the Sunset Parade of Marines in Washington last night. There was a special attraction for Linda in the parade. Her finance, Marine Captain Charles Robb, marched in colorful parade. After the parade, Linda stayed on to join the Marines for refreshments. President Johnson has named 15 educators to a new advisory council. The council will advise the federal educational officials on ways to improve the quality of education. News staff on News Around the World this week, Ted Whitcomb, Ken Gorin, David Kohler, and Bridge Lal. This is Al Adel, ABC New York, wishing you a good morning and an even better day.
News 5 minutes before the hour. News at 55. On the ABC Radio Network.